Welcome to the deep dive.
Hey there.
So today we're jumping into a pretty interesting YouTube video. It's called Non-Guru Explains How to Make $100K with No Money, Ads, or Followers.
Right, the one from the Dan Does Talks channel. It dropped, what, May 13th, 2025? Throws down a bit of a challenge, that title.
It really does. And that's our focus for this deep dive, getting under the hood of how this creator says they built multiple income streams.
Yeah, mainly this computer building business. But crucially linked up with YouTube and the whole Amazon system.
Exactly. The big question is how they apparently pulled off significant income without, you know, the usual stuff, big investment, paid ads, or a huge starting audience.
Right. And our source is just the transcript from that YouTube video itself.
So for you, the learner listening in, our goal here is to really pull out the practical strategies, the actionable bits from this creator's story.
We want to find those aha moments. You know, what principles did they use that maybe aren't so obvious?
Okay, so let's talk about their initial success. They built up several YouTube channels first.
Yeah, and that led them into the Amazon Influencer Program. It wasn't random, though. It happened because they were sending traffic to Amazon through affiliate links.
Okay, so recommend products, viewers buy, Amazon notices. Makes sense. But then it got more interesting.
It did. Companies started sending them free computer parts.
Free parts, just like that.
Well, in exchange for reviews and using them in their build videos, the creator actually called it free income.
Huh. So what's the principle there? Value exchange.
Pretty much.
Yep.
They created value by sending sales to Amazon, making them a good partner. Then brands saw value in reaching their audience through reviews. It all ladders up to their main strategy, which was really built around YouTube.
Right. YouTube wasn't just for fun videos. It was the core platform to build an audience. And then they plugged the PC building business right into that.
And the logic, which I think holds up, is that YouTube viewers choose to watch. They're already interested.
Yeah. Unlike someone just scrolling past a random ad, they're warmer leads.
That active choice is key. And that's where the Amazon integration really shines. Embedding affiliate links in the video descriptions.
Made it easy for people to buy the stuff they were seeing.
Exactly. And they doubled down with things like top 5 or top 10 pre-built PC videos.
Kind of directing traffic to specific products, but the individual component reviews, that seemed really smart.
Oh yeah, that's where you see a multiplier effect.
Yeah.
So they review a graphics card in a build video.
Mm-hmm.
And a video review can then actually show up on the Amazon product page for that graphics card.
Whoa. Okay, so they're not just sending traffic to Amazon, they're adding content within Amazon.
Precisely. Leveraging Amazon's own massive traffic and adding that layer of like peer review or social proof right on the product page. That's powerful.
Super powerful. Okay, and then there was this offer they made, the impossible to say no to offer. What was that about?
It was all about transparency. They basically said, look, you only pay for the parts. Here's the Amazon cart screenshot. That's the price.
So no labor cost?
Effectively, yeah. They eliminated the labor fee. That builds huge trust and makes the offer incredibly attractive.
Okay, so we've got the early success, the YouTube Amazon link, the killer offer. Let's dig into how they actually built this machine, as they called it. Step one was the platform, right? YouTube.
Right. YouTube was the starting point, the proof, and importantly, a way to document the journey. That documentation builds the personal brand.
Why is showing the journey so vital?
It builds trust, credibility. You're not just saying you can build PCs. You're showing it build after build. People follow along, see the expertise develop. It makes the brand real.
Got it. And with the Amazon Influencer Program, they didn't just list products. They reviewed each component.
Yeah, that detail matters. Reviewing each part individually meant their videos could appear on all those different Amazon product pages.
So multiple chances for passive income from people just browsing Amazon for, say, a specific RAM stick or power supply.
Exactly. Tapping into Amazon's high-intent traffic streams.
They also talked about volume. Even small YouTube view counts apparently had a big impact compared to old-school sales. How does that work?
Well, think about who was watching. 100 views on a super specific how to build a budget gaming PC video. Those viewers are likely very interested. They're much warmer leads than, say, 1,000 random impressions on a banner ad.
Right. Intent matters. So consistent videos, even with smaller views initially, add up.
Definitely. Scaling the video production leads to potentially exponential growth in reach, over time.
They also mention potential tax benefits, with a big disclaimer, obviously.
Yeah, the idea that maybe, just maybe, reviewing products bought for the business could be a write-off.
But the key takeaway...
Talk to a CPA. Always. Tax stuff is complex, very individual. Don't rely on, you know, off-the-cuff mentions in a video.
Good advice. Now, they like building computers, but it's time-consuming, right? So they pivoted.
They did. They shifted towards creating digital products, courses, blueprints, that kind of thing.
Why the shift? Scalability.
Exactly. You build a course once, you can sell it thousands of times. Building physical PCs, there's a hard limit on your time and resources. Digital products offered, as they put it, more peace of mind, less direct time for money trading.
And selling those products required a specific kind of audience, not just any followers.
Right. They focused on building an organic audience, people genuinely interested in the topic, through YouTube, maybe communities, not just chasing followers for entertainment's sake.
What's the distinction there?
Intent again. An audience built around shared expertise or interest is way more likely to buy related digital products than a general entertainment audience. It's about building a real community.
Okay. They weren't so keen on TikTok Shop, though. Called it a casino of income.
Yeah, they saw it as potentially quick money, but maybe not sustainable. Like chasing views and trends rather than building a lasting asset or audience.
They questioned the long-term brand recall for TikTok influencers.
Kind of. And saw short-form video more as a tool maybe to get some quick cash to invest in the long-term business, like YouTube, rather than being the business itself. They also mentioned needing 5,000 followers for the TikTok Shop partnership back then.
Makes sense. So what about the physical computers they did build? How did they manage inventory?
Smart move here. They used places like Facebook Marketplace. If a custom order didn't happen or they built extras, they'd list them there to keep cash flowing and avoid tying up capital.
Practical. And then there was this flipping army idea. That sounds wild.
It does. But it stemmed from that initial goodwill. Customers who got a great deal PC at cost were apparently willing to help resell any builds that fell through. For a profit.
Wow. That really speaks to how good that initial offer must have felt to people.
Totally. It shows the power of that undeniable offer. It didn't just attract buyers. It created advocates, people invested in helping out.
And they said that principle, the undeniable offer, wasn't just for customers, but also for brands giving free parts or sponsorships.
Yeah, it's about creating that win-win, providing so much value that partnering up becomes a no-brainer for everyone involved.
Building leverage, basically.
Yeah.
They use the phrase outwork, outsmart, outlast.
Right. It's not just about working hard, but working smart strategically. Consistency plus a good plan.
Let's circle back to the Amazon affiliate links for a sec. They linked every single component.
Every single one. The benefit there is Amazon's cookie system. Someone clicks your link for a CPU. Maybe they don't buy the CPU right away, but they buy a keyboard and a mouse later that day.
You still get a commission?
Potentially, yeah, within Amazon's cookie window. So linking everything, RAM, case, cooler, everything just maximizes the chances of catching any related purchase. Plus, as we said, reviewing each part individually helps saturate Amazon itself.
Okay, and YouTube strategy consistency was key. 3-4 videos a week.
That was their recommendation for building momentum. Keeps the audience engaged, tells the algorithm you're active. It's about visibility. They said infrequent posting makes you invisible, but also you gotta let videos sit sometimes and find their audience.
Right. And for new creators, the advice was search first, viral later. Focus on answering questions people are actually typing into search.
Exactly. How-to guides, specific product reviews, that's evergreen content. It attracts viewers who are looking for that solution, often with an intent to buy or act.
More reliable than trying to guess the next viral trend.
Much more reliable for building a foundation and actually making sales, especially early on. Trend hopping is risky and the audience might not stick around or buy anything.
And getting people to click titles and thumbnails, what was the advice there?
Titles need curiosity and clarity. People need to know what it's about, but also be intrigued. Thumbnails, high contrast, maybe show some emotion, make it pop.
They mentioned vidIQ, the free version.
Yeah, as a tool to help analyze what titles work, find keywords, basically optimize for the click.
But the core philosophy wasn't hard selling, right? Every video must sell without selling.
That's the elegance of it. The content itself, building the computer, explaining the parts, demonstrates the value and expertise. That is the selling.
So how do people actually buy or connect?
Simple. Affiliate links in the description for parts, clear info on how to contact them for a custom build, also in the description, and importantly, FTC disclosure for the affiliate links builds trust. keeps you compliant.
It seems like it all ladders up to personal branding being the real long-term asset.
Absolutely. Documenting the journey, delivering value consistently, engaging with people, that builds reputation, equity.
And that enables the shift to things like courses and coaching later on.
Exactly. People buy from people they know, like, and trust, especially when they've seen the proof over time. The creator really stressed speaking with people, not at them, but still being direct and always learning journaling insights.
Okay, so wrapping this deep dive up, the key takeaways seem to be: provide immense value up front, use YouTube strategically to build an audience and show expertise, weave tightly into the Amazon system for income and leads,
and leverage all that to build a personal brand that can then support more scalable things like digital products. That impossible offer and the flippin' army are just really cool examples of that value-first thinking.
Right. So the final thought for you, the learner listening in, think about your own skills, your passions. How could you start documenting your journey?
Yeah, how could you offer undeniable value in some way? And what platforms like YouTube or maybe others could you leverage strategically, even without a big budget or following right now?
What's one small thing you could start doing today, you know, to begin building your own machine? Something to think about.